Coast Radio News for Monday, February 22, 2021. I'm George Henry. The Oregon Health Authority had one of its lowest reporting days since the beginning of the pandemic. Yesterday, the OHA reported 111 total cases for the state as the coronavirus numbers continue to decrease. The effect was felt throughout the troubled counties in the Portland metro area, as well as in Lane County. Lane County reported a mere 16 cases yesterday. Lane County Public Health reported only 92 cases for the 3 days encompassing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There was one new case reported for the Florence area, bringing that total to 161. Lane County has surpassed the 10,000 mark with 10,059 total cases. The OHA has also reported that vaccinations are back up and running across the state after winter weather caused a short delay and closed some clinics. There were over 17,000 vaccinations administered on Saturday alone. There have now been more than 802,000 first and second doses administered combined. An automated voice pretending to represent law enforcement threatening to cancel your Social Security number is the latest scam to start hitting cell phone numbers. The robot voice of the caller says you can request to speak to a representative from the Social Security office by pressing 1. If you receive this call or a similar call, you can contact local law enforcement to report it. Never give your Social Security number to someone over the phone or through an email, and always confirm who you are talking with. If you have a concern that something might be a scam, hang up, look up the number of the agency that contacted you, and call them directly. This could help avoid a costly financial penalty. Florence City Council meets this evening at 5:30. They will be discussing the Benedict Holdings LLC request for annexation, and will also look at a few grants to improve the weather system at the Florence Municipal Airport and one from the USDA that would help to improve emergency radio operations along the coast. The city is also getting closer to beginning the construction of an equipment building on the public works site and will consider accepting a bid from Crows Northwest in the amount of $43,200. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, February 22nd, 2021.